assess your game and how frustrating it was out there tonight for you?
Definitely any time you have this sort of performance as an offense, and personally as a quarterback, you know, you come in with goals, expectations, and, you know, the Giants did a good job getting rush, you know, stopping the run, never really got that established. And, like you said, it's frustrating, it's disappointing, but at the same time, you know, see a lot of areas that are manageable in terms of improvement that we can definitely get better in. As time moves on, you know, I was just talking with Greg Jennings, you know, we're going to develop that chemistry that a lot of these plays that are just a hair off are going to start hitting for us.
Would it have been unfair to ask you to come up with a big game with basically 12 days with a new team since you arrived?
And I'm not one to say that, you know, you don't come out as a player, that I didn't come out as a player expecting to come out and play better, to score more points, to move the ball better than we did tonight.
Josh, was the situation as hard as it looked from the outside?
From what standpoint?
From the standpoint of, you know, only having four practices and then being thrown in on Monday Night Football. And...
you guys saw it. There were definitely plays there to be made from you know, a lot of different standpoints. You know, we're just a fraction off. You know, and that's something that moving forward, you know, as a quarterback, as receivers, just an offense together, working together, and guys are going to get more comfortable with me, and vice versa. So I'm definitely excited moving forward, knowing the talent that we have on this offense, knowing the players and the heart of this team, and you know, you got a lot of guys that I mean. You know, it's been a little rough stretch, but at the same time, you know, looking forward to getting in tomorrow, assessing the film, and then, you know, putting this one behind us and moving forward.
Were there throws where you kind of came back and kind of revisited with receivers and you guys felt like one person was going to be doing something else, or were there throws where you just felt like execution-wise it wasn't quite where it needed to be?
Just a hair off on a few things. You know, I thought the guys were assignment sound in terms of routes. You know, certain things, just a hair off in timing. You know, early on, I let a couple balls out, and they were a little high. Just getting the rhythm, getting comfortable back there, and, you know, taking advantage of every opportunity.
Do those little things come with more practice, with more time in practice, more reps with these guys?
Oh, no question. You know, and these guys, they work, they communicate, and, you know, it really is a joint effort. But at the same time, you know, I got to play better.
Did you get a sense for, I mean, after playing this game, how long it would take for you to kind of get those little things worked out with them?
You know, with a lot of little things as far as being in sync, being on the same page, it's just a matter of communicating. It's a matter of me being able to understand and see it the way that they see it, and them understanding where I need them and how I see it. And it's, you know, and these guys, they're very, you know, like I said, we communicate a lot, and moving forward, I don't see, you know, I don't think we're that far off.
Time for a couple more.
When you go out field a couple of times, you chat. I saw you talking to Kyle, talking to Greg. What was the dialogue like with the receivers when you guys came off after a series where maybe things didn't go the way you expected or had hoped?
You know, it was just talking about the game, the looks we got, how they saw it. There were a few times where the progression might not dictate the ball going to Greg, but at the same time, I still want to know what was going on the backside. You know, because they will, the Giants will do a number of things where they play zone to one side and man the backside up. And so it's just trying to get a feel for what they're saying and just try to figure out to add to, you know, the total knowledge of the Giants defense.
Have you been told that's your job the rest of the way?
No. I mean, I have not. You know, it's I'm continuing to work as hard as I can, get better. You know, I know that the guys you know, they feel like we got something special, and I feel the same way. And like I said, I mean, want to get just fired up. Can't wait to get back in, get started for this next week. It's frustrating, you know, coming out and not being able to get it done tonight. I thought the defense played tremendous tonight. Gave us every opportunity, but, you know, bottom line, this game's all about scoring points. And, you know, we were unable to do that.
How tough was it to beat the Giants defense they put in front of you?
You know, the Giants D, they mixed it up quite a bit, and we knew that they had shown quite a bit more than they have in the past, you know, this year, but I thought their front four got after it. You know, those guys are extremely talented, you know, they make plays, but, you know, I think our guys are extremely talented too. You know, I think that The plays are there to be made. We have to go back and assess the situation and figure out why we couldn't make them tonight.